Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Chris Regal of Scholar.com about chip making. The U.S. is seeking chip making for the high end in the United States. It will need to train up engineers. One particular firm is looking for Purdue University, a good start, but the engineers will take time to train up. Taiwan is well ahead and has the engineers to adjust the fabs that are made from products and in Europe. All of this technology, the European fab machine makers, the TSMC fab itself, which has engineers trained for more than a decade now to readjust the fab always. For example, the recent earthquake required throwing a batch out and readjusting, recalibrating that fab that is the highest end. All of that requires these engineers to have years of experience. The U.S. is training them. Taiwan has them. Japan is training them and has them. However, China, I asked about China. Does China have engineers of comparable worth, or is it training? And Chris's answer is very careful. China has good quality engineers coming out of their universities, except because of China's predation, they are prevented from getting access to the machinery that makes the fabs, to the fabs that themselves that can teach about high-end calibration. Here's Chris Regal to explain where we are right now with regard to competition on the high end. These are AI chips and higher.
China does not have those engineers to the same level of precision. Many of the Chinese universities have very advanced programs in semiconductor manufacturing, but a company such as a TSMC as a manufacturer uses technology from the Dutch company ASML and from other companies in Germany, in Japan. Chip making at the highest level is a global effort, and many, many of those companies have been shut off from China, either because companies like ASML have been told by governments, you will not sell your technology into China, or other companies, several which we know of, that refuse to sell product into China because it is always reverse engineered and stolen.
More of this later tonight.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.